This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Monday Morning Quarterbacks brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. Save money, drive safely in the University of Anderson MD Cancer Center. I'm here alongside Saints quarterback Drew Brees tonight. Saints move the magic number down to one for the one seed in the NFC with a 12-9 victory over the Carolina Panthers. Now, me and Deuce talk about this a lot. You would imagine that most people that got 2-9 in the square game this week were feeling not so confident about their chances.
You're probably right. That's an odd combination right there, right?
Yes,
especially when you look at that score and you're just like, oh my God, was there 7 field goals kicked? You know,
or
what is going on? But
so that's a little taste of what it's like with me and Deuce in the booth. Those are the types of serious conversations that come up. But listen, you come into this game, there's a couple things that I think really stand out. One, your defense has been absolutely lights out. It's the 6th straight game under 20 points. It is also the 3rd straight week that they did not give up a point in the second half. I don't know what could make this team more dangerous than a defense that's playing better than any defense in football right now.
Yeah, they're playing extremely well. And like you said, you know, when it counts, you know, second half, you come out, you've made your adjustments, and just locking it down. And really giving us a chance offensively to hit our stride and put together some drives, you know, to go down and hopefully win the game. You know, I mean, we've gone into halftime down and into the fourth quarter down in the last 2 games on the road in the division and then found ways to win, right? And it's everybody contributing, you know, everybody doing their job. But certainly when we're on offense, knowing how our defense is playing, you know, that obviously gives us a lot of confidence.
For the first time in his career, Cameron Tom gets some action at center, really his natural position. We've seen him at left guard a couple times this year, but he gets in at center. That's a unique situation because you're taking a snap from someone new. Max has been so consistent here, and it's been so reliable that he's been there. And you get a young guy in Cameron Tom in just his second year into the game. How'd that go with you guys?
It was good. It was good. I thought he did a great job. You know, he's kind of a calm, cool customer, you know. Doesn't say much, but goes about his job. Both him and Will Clapp. You know, Will Clapp having to come in and play left guard there on that final drive. I thought both those guys just settled in and did a good job. Obviously, they got great guys around them to help lead them as well. But I felt like, you know, Max is so great at establishing the tempo and just, you know, all the little things that he does. So, obviously, losing a guy like him, you know, is tough. But I thought Cam stepped in and did a nice job.
You talk about that last drive, and when you guys needed it the most, you strung together some big plays, and none bigger than the 20-yard pass to Keith Kirkwood right at the 50-yard line on a 3rd and long. It's a huge play to extend that drive. Can you talk us through kind of the play and what you saw there from Keith?
Yeah, I know I got drilled after it, too.
Yes, you did. So he did, you did, everyone did.
You know, that's one of those where you understand the importance of staying on the field, right, and continuing that drive. I don't know exactly how much time was left, but maybe 5 or 6 minutes, you know. So you don't get that. You give them the ball, you know, down 3 with a lot of time left. But you sustain that drive, and good things happen. Keith did a nice job of reading the coverage and kind of bending into an open area. And I had to throw the ball with anticipation, you know, knowing that there was somebody bearing down on me. And he made a great catch, and I think that just kind of got everybody ignited again. Like, all right, you know, because we'd had the penalty that had – kind of caused us to have that 3rd and long. You know, unfortunately, that was a common theme tonight. But we're able to overcome it.
Finally tonight, you guys, it seemed like every time you made a big play offensively, a penalty brought you guys back. It happened over and over and over again. With 8.5 minutes to go in the 3rd quarter, you guys had 67 yards negated on penalties. So if you add in the penalty yardage as well, it's another 20 yards. Mentally, it's so hard for an offense. And it's something that it takes a special group to overcome, and there's several times tonight you guys are able to do that.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the kind of stuff that gets you beat. You know, that's the kind of stuff that can't happen. You got to fix it. Listen, our penalties are part of the game sometimes, yes, but you know, we had two personal fouls on offense. I mean, come on, that can't happen. And then, you know, unfortunately, the pre-snap penalties, obviously, you want to avoid as well. But I'm just glad we were able to overcome the one in the fourth quarter, you know, because obviously that was a big opportunity to run the clock down and put our defense in a more favorable situation.
Drew, thank you for joining us. Good luck against the Steelers, and welcome home. Last two at home. You guys need one to seal up the one seed in the NFC conference, and I'm sure that's a good feeling.
Sounds good. Let's get it done.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. That was Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Monday Morning Quarterbacks brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Anderson MD Cancer Center. Back to Tommy in the studio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.